Sean Whateley lived about a mile from town, up where the hills begin to huddle thick. We never thought his wits were very quick, seeing the way he let his farm run down. He used to waste his time on some queer books he'd found around the attic of his place, till funny lines got creased into his face and folks all said they didn't like his looks. When he began those night howls, we declared he'd better be locked up away from harm, so three men from the Aylesbury town farm went for him, but came back alone and scared. They'd found him talking to two crouching things that at their step flew off on great black wings. From Leng, where rocky peaks climb bleak and bare under cold stars obscure to human sight, there shoots at dusk a single beam of light whose far blue rays make shepherds whine in prayer. They say, though none has been there, that it comes out of a pharos in a tower of stone, where the last Elder One lives on alone, talking to chaos with the beat of drums. The thing, they whisper, wears a silken mask of yellow, whose queer folds appear to hide a face not of this earth, though none dares ask just what those features are which bulge inside. Many in man's first youth sought out that glow, but what they found, no one will ever know.